Hey everyone, Las Vegas Poker Coach here. Good to be back with you, and I'm here to report on my first week of professional play. At least for this go around, you know, I have been a professional before, so in 2024 I'm back to playing professionally again. Week one is in the books, and I thought I'd share some of those thoughts with you. Now, I had a ton of personal things to take care of before I could sit down for my first session. It really made for a busy few weeks there with, you know, kind of closing up my place in New York and coming out here to Las Vegas and settling in Las Vegas, all that. So really, really made for a busy few weeks, but I'm glad that I've been losing weight and just kind of working on my health because it made it so much easier to navigate all of those things that I had to do. So really happy that things are headed in a good direction there. I was also lucky that I had a pretty uneventful drive across the whole country with my dog. I've driven across the country a couple of times, and this was probably one of my easier trips. Really, not a whole lot to report. I mean, I hit some bad weather patches in Ohio and in, like, Indiana or something like that. I can't remember. But, you know, that's going to happen on that long of a trip, right? But really, it was uneventful. My dog is a great road dog, you know. He kind of just lays in the back and just hangs out. And, you know, we really just enjoyed our time together just driving across the country. You know, and shout out, by the way, to Love's Truck Stops. You know, they are fantastic because they offer a dog park at most of their locations. So that really makes the travel both on me and my dog a lot easier. You know, he can get in the car knowing that I'm going to give him breaks, I'm going to stop for gas, you know, maybe we get something to eat. Loves generally has, you know, clean bathrooms, so we both just pull over, he goes to the dog park, I take care of the gas and all that, and just really makes it easy for us to travel. So like I said, really an uneventful trip, you know, just really, really smooth sailing, as smooth as it could have gone. You know, I didn't have any problems with the car or anything, so it was really well. I was also very lucky to get a nice apartment in Las Vegas. Now, as you know, I've lived here before. I lived here for a very long time. So I knew the neighborhood where I wanted to live in, and I knew the complex I wanted to live in, but I had never visited that complex, and I didn't know, you know, where the apartments are located within the building. And so I basically signed this lease kind of a little bit blind because I didn't know those things, you know, and that kind of makes me nervous to do that, you know, because I like having quiet places. I don't like being, you know, like having bad neighbors or things like that, right? So I kind of took a chance on saying, well, I guess this apartment number sounds good and it's a first floor apartment, which is good. But I didn't really know anything about the location or, you know, anything about the place itself. But I took a chance, you know, kind of rolled the dice there. And yeah, it ended up being a great apartment. You know, I moved in. I'm in a nice, quiet location. The neighbors seem pretty good. The amenities of the complex are pretty nice. They have a decent dog park for my dog. The pool area looks fantastic. So yeah, you know, even though I'm playing 1-2 in Las Vegas, you know, low stakes and all that, you know, I still kind of want to maintain a certain level of standard of living. I do have other ways to supplement my income, as I mentioned in my other podcast. So I can cover my living expenses from poker, and it'll be living to a very nice standard because I have a very nice place. It's very big, great, safe neighborhood. So yeah, you know, I think I'm just really teed up for a good start here. You know, you're not going to find me living in a motel a couple of blocks away from the Golden Nugget, walking everywhere. That's really not my style. So, you know, just really grateful that I had a good experience with cleaning up my place in New York, with driving across the country, with getting a place in Las Vegas, you know, and just really put me in a good place. And like I said, I feel a little teed up here because my lease had me moving in on a Wednesday, and I was ready to play professionally by the following Thursday. So in other words, I was ready to play professionally again within 10 days of first arriving back in Las Vegas. And that's not too bad. I think I did pretty good there. You know, I had to deal with movers and my storage unit and setting up the internet and grocery shopping and cleaning and organizing, and I had to get a couple of new bookcases and you know, trash cans and toilet paper and, you know, all this stuff you need to kind of fill up a house, right? So lots of trips to Walmart, needless to say. But yeah, you know, being able to do that and kind of ready to go within 10 days, I think it's not bad. You know, the fact that I lived here is not bad. The fact that I lived here helped. You know, I knew where the Walmart was. You know, I basically kept the same, it's like my same neighborhood Walmart and stores that I used to go to. So obviously that helped. But yeah, so it set me up in a nice way to be able to kind of hit the ground running, because, you know, time is of the essence. I got bills to pay, right? So I got to make sure I'm able to start playing poker relatively quickly. So I'm not going to lie, I was kind of nervous on my first day of playing. You know, it was almost kind of like, you know, first day of school coming up or first day on a new job coming up, you know, those types of nerves. And I thought that was kind of weird because, you know, it's not like I'm out of practice or of poker. I've been playing, you know, pretty consistently. I've played in Vegas plenty of times, you know. My initial home room is going to be the MGM, and I've played a million hours at the MGM. So it was just kind of a weird feeling because I was very nervous, but I knew exactly where I was going, who I was going to be playing with, you know, where to park. Like, I knew everything, and I felt like good about my poker skills. So it was just kind of like a weird experience for that to happen. But I took it as a good sign because it let me know that my mind knew that I was playing on a professional bankroll and that I should treat that differently. I should treat it a little bit more serious. Because you should, because as I said in other episodes, playing on a professional bankroll is definitely not the same as when you come to Vegas for the weekend or you come with your buddies or you're playing a home game or things like that. You know, as a professional, you're playing for longevity. You're playing for, you know, not to make mistakes. You're playing for reciprocation. You're playing for a lot of different things, right? So I liked that I was nervous because it let me know that I was taking it seriously and that I was overall, I was in a good mental space to play, to kind of put in the investment. So I headed to MGM. As I said before, my schedule is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. My goal is to play 5 hours a day. Thursday, Friday, I will play, generally speaking, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, I will follow the same schedule, although sometimes I will play during the day on the weekends, you know, depending if there's like a big sporting event on or things like that, you know, I will play then. And also that way, let's me kind of get home earlier and stuff. So MGM, Thursday, headed there in the evening. Really great. That remains a really great room to play, and I really like the way the MGM runs that room. Really nice people, really nice location. I like it because it gives you a nice walk between the self-parking and the poker room. You know, you can kind of like warm yourself up, you know, kind of get the blood flowing before you sit down. So I think MGM, you know, really remains a great room to play. And plus the $2 an hour comp, you know, isn't bad. But I do got to say, my God, do they need to do something about those chairs in that room. Those chairs are just plain awful. Might be some of the worst chairs in any poker room that I've ever played in. They are basically the same types of chairs you'd find basically from like the banquet services at the hotel, you know, the chairs that you would find at a seminar or like at a wedding or like, you know, one of the meeting spaces within the room. You know, they basically took a bunch of the old banquet services or meeting services chairs and gave them to the poker room, and that's the primary chair, and they are just terrible. So MGM, if you're listening, please, let's do something about these chairs. So I played 4 sessions. Unfortunately, I was card dead for basically all of my first 3 sessions. I had a couple opportunities here and there, but really no pocket pairs, at least not high pocket pairs. Not a lot of suited connectors, very few ace-kings, really just a terrible run of connected cards. Unfortunately, that happened for the first 3 sessions. Things didn't pick up until the 4th session, and I'm grateful that they did pick up. But in that scenario, in the 4th session, I was able to post a small profit for the week. I posted losses on my first 3 sessions. But because of how I played in my fourth session, got a little bit more cards, got a little bit more opportunities, I was able to post a profit for the week. Not a big profit, but enough to, you know, kind of validate my approach and keep me encouraged here. So I just thought how that was, you know, that was interesting. I could go those three sessions. And, you know, on the fourth session, you know, kind of it all comes tumbling back. And it just reminded me of how I had that attitude previously where I have to focus on putting in the hours. Because if I put in the hours will take care of me over the long run. I may not have a losing day. I may from time to time have a losing week. But I will rarely have a losing month if I look at all those hours in the aggregate and really apply myself, really stay focused. It also got me thinking about playing poker defensively. You know, how do you minimize the losses that you take during those times when things aren't going well? And I think I'm going to develop a podcast episode around that because I was really proud of myself for how defensively I played during those times. Because I was still there for a few hours each time, but, you know, to still be able to kind of bob and weave and, you know, keep your bankroll intact, you know, that's not easy. So I think I'm going to, you know, look for an upcoming episode on defensive poker because I think there's something there to that. Really kind of fascinated by that topic. So as far as things that I need to work on, I will definitely have to work on my stamina. I did not put in the full amount of hours that I wanted. I still put in a good amount of hours, but nowhere near where I wanted to be as far as 5 hours per session. You know, that's okay. Playing 5 hours of your best game is not easy. It's going to take some time to build up that stamina. Because remember, again, I'm not looking to play my game. I'm looking to play my A game at all times. And if I don't feel like my A game is there, I leave. So, didn't play the 5 hours. I think for the week, I ended up getting close to 15 hours, something like that. So about 5 hours short of my goal for the week. But like I said, that's okay. It takes time. I need to ease back into it. It was my first week of playing professionally after a long break. So I'm going to, you know, just kind of build up to it. And like I said, I am proud that I posted a small profit. You know, I won't be posting daily updates, but I will be posting weekly updates because that is how I look at my results. And I did have a profitable week. So hopefully that'll keep going. But otherwise, you know, I'm off to a good start. Stay tuned for week two. I'll be doing these playing updates weekly. And we'll see where we end up. I'll catch you next time. Hey, let's keep the conversation going. You can reach me on all socials at LB Poker Coach, all one word, on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.